Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather forecast for today, going to be partly sunny with a chance of afternoon showers and maybe thunderstorms. High of about 77. Around the area, a little fog reported right now in Kenosha, 63 degrees. 58, partly cloudy in Burlington. 66, partly cloudy in Milwaukee. And partly cloudy in Racine, we're at 65. The big debate was last night, the primetime Republican presidential candidates getting together in Cleveland. All attention focused early on Donald Trump and his comments about the possibility of an independent run if he doesn't get the nomination.
Facing tough questions in the debate on Fox News Channel, Trump's being a true Republican was called into question, and he claimed that giving money to candidates, even Hillary Clinton's Senate bid, was just a part of doing business and earning favors.
With Hillary Clinton, I said, be at my wedding, and she came to my wedding. You know why? She had no choice because I gave.
Jeb Bush had a simple response for the various Trump-isms the evening brought.
Mr. Trump's language is divisive. I want to win.
It was perhaps the toughest thing Bush said all evening. Bob Costantini, Cleveland.
One of the 10 candidates, of course, Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker, who stayed away from any of the squabbling with the other 9 rivals. While those other candidates took shots at each other, Governor Walker blasted Hillary Clinton, touting his record in Madison and largely staying under the radar. Among the issue questions, he criticized the Iran nuclear deal.
This is not just bad with Iran. This is bad with ISIS. It is tied together. And once and for all, we need a leader who's going to stand up and do something about it. It's yet another example of the failed foreign policy of the Obama-Clinton doctrine.
Governor Walker did not use the full 2 minutes available when he was asked about falling short on his pledge to create 250,000 jobs in his first term, stating that the voters of Wisconsin elected me last year for the third time because they wanted someone who aimed high and not low. He added, before I came in, the unemployment rate was over 8%. It is now at 4.6%. The chairman of the Republican National Committee, Kenosha County's Reince Priebus, says first round of the debates really showed the character of the party last night.
We've got a young, diverse party. We've got a real race in our hands, clearly, and the other side basically has a coronation.
He told Fox News that he wouldn't be surprised if some of the candidates in the first non-primetime debate got a little bump in the polls. The Democratic National Committee, meanwhile, picking Wisconsin to host one of its presidential primary debates.
Wisconsin is one of 6 states selected to host a debate for the upcoming primary season. The Badger State and Florida are listed as the final spots on the calendar for debates that will take place in either February or March of next year. The Wisconsin event will be co-hosted by PBS and the state Democratic Party, although a specific location has not been indicated. Other states hosting debates are Nevada, Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina. The Republican National Committee previously named Wisconsin to host one of its primary season debates. It's scheduled to take place this coming November. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Country music star Kip Moore headed to Racine this coming Labor Day to set the headline for the Labor of Love Music Festival from the Lakefront Festival Park. Some of the proceeds going to be donated to the Wounded Warrior Project in support of veterans. Moore indicating in a statement he's looking forward to giving back to a community which has been very supportive of him. The singer currently on tour promoting his upcoming album Wild Ones, which is due for release on August the 21st. State Fair, of course, is underway, and for those who attend just for the food, there are more than 100 new treats to sample this year. Spokesperson Christy Chuckle says bacon playing a big role once again.
This year we have everything from, it's called the 50-50 Burger, which is a cheeseburger, but it's made with beef and bacon. Bacon bottom porker pizza, which is a pizza with a bacon crust, as well as bacon cinnamon rolls.
Other options include beer battered pretzel coated cheese curds and the iconic cream puff, of course, new this year. For some of the other activities, sea lions. State Fair runs through August the 16th in West Allis. A first grade teacher in Racine Unified needs help from the community to win up to $2,500 for her classroom, which would allow her to continue helping students succeed. Heidi Martin, part of the Raise a Hand for Teachers campaign, sponsored by ThreadUp, that's a high-end clothing resale website, and AdoptAClassroom.org. You can visit the website Heidi Martin, RUSD, and cast a vote daily through August the 23rd, the closing date. Test scores for Martin's first graders very low when she started teaching. They have steadily improved, and as for the contest, well, Martin is well behind the leader at this point, so she needs as many votes as possible. Racine Unified School District Administration is still assessing the impact of the new state budget and how the final version compares to the initial and updated projections. During this week's school board work session, Budget Director Mark Dove noted there are a few significant changes on the fiscal side.
Good news is that the levy credit that will help reduce school levies, I estimated to be a 14-cent reduction, and now it'll be 22 cents. So there will be some savings on that side of it. Savings for taxpayers about 8 cents per thousand. It doesn't save the district any money, but that's still good news in that side of it.
Superintendent Lolly Haas pointed out there's currently a legal challenge on the voucher program related to special needs students, while administration has a comparison of the district to the rest of the state. That detailed information is on the website rusd.org. Racine Unified and the Racine Education Association scheduled to exchange their initial proposals for total base wages in the successor labor agreement next Wednesday. That'll be at 8:30 in the morning, the Franklin Room, Building 1, the main building on the Administrative Services campus. Public can attend. It's an open meeting. The Wisconsin Emergency Response Plan, it has been updated to now reflect changes and some new threats. Bob Haig with the story.
Pat O'Connor is director of the Bureau of Response and Recovery at Wisconsin Emergency Management.
Things that state agencies need to do, things that volunteer organizations will do to support that, things that private industry will do to support it. This is a whole community approach.
The updated emergency plan includes a new annex for cyber events.
Something that was in the previous plan, but it was in the basic plan, wasn't pulled out and a lot of definition provided to it like it has now.
The plan presented to Governor Scott Walker back in 2011, Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish accepted the updated plan during a presentation at Truax Field in Madison. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Racine County Sheriff's deputy still looking for a man who robbed a library and tried to steal a purse at another library late yesterday morning. The man reportedly handed a note to a librarian at the Rochester facility and left with $10. Then less than 15 minutes later, a man with a similar description tried to take a purse at the Waterford Public Library. Search conducted for the suspect described as being in his early 20s, white or Hispanic, in a blue Pabst baseball cap, baggy dark blue shorts, black Nikes with white swoosh. It appears that he changed his shirt between the two incidents. At the Rochester Library, he was in a dark-colored T-shirt. At the Waterford Library, a white polo shirt. A picture of the suspect on the Racine County Sheriff's Department's Facebook page. Residents of that area notified of those incidents. A Racine man who said that he had moved to Racine from Kenosha to escape, quote, a heroin issue he was surrounded by, unquote, accused of stealing from his new employer. 36-year-old Paul Marshall, charged with felony theft, allegedly was cutting bits similar to drill bits from Wiscon Products in Caledonia, where he worked and sold them, that is, to recycling companies in Kenosha, Racine, and Zion, Illinois, for some quick cash to pay his rent and other bills. Court documents said the bits and the other items he allegedly stole during a two-week period when he worked at the company worth more than $16,000. If convicted on the charges, he could get up to 10 years in prison. Fans of the Stanley Cup champion Chicago Blackhawks are waiting for answers, reference star player Patrick Kane, and what the Buffalo News says is a rape investigation. A woman accusing Kane of the assault last weekend at his home in Hamburg, New York. No charges have been filed to this point. Neither Kane nor his attorney, who represented him during a 2009 incident with a Buffalo cab driver, have offered any comment to the latest allegations. Well, with the help of a 2-year grant from Bader Philanthropies, Kenosha County officials are going to be developing a plan to create more dementia-responsive communities, especially in more rural areas of the county. Details from WRJN's Janet Hoff.
The project was designed by the Aging and Disability Resource Center, which will reach out to businesses, community leaders, healthcare organizations, caregivers, and other key stakeholders to aid in the development of the plan and the success of the effort. The ADRC will begin the project in the western part of the county, where it's estimated that 1 in 9 residents over the age of 65 has been diagnosed with dementia. Among the project goals, allowing those in the early stages of dementia to participate in daily activities, creating an environment in which those with dementia feel less isolated, and enhancing the lives of elders and caregivers with support and services. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
Remember, WRJN News also available in podcast form on our webpage. Go to WRJN.com, look for the local news section. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400, WRJN News.